Chapter 1. Where are the sudsy sheep and the horses with velvet noses, the grumbling tractors and shiny silos? When Mom said we were moving to a farmhouse, I pictured a wide front porch and a tire swing strung from a huge tree. Like in a picture book. But I guess real life isn't a picture book. We've unfolded our bodies from the stinky moving van. Rudy, my little brother, holds the mason jar with our goldfish, Einstein. I hold Wigglechin, our cat, whose fur is standing on end. We're staring at a crooked, porchless house in a ragged yard, beside a gap-toothed barn with a slumped roof. So it needs a little love, Dad says. He ruffles Rudy's hair and kisses Mom on the cheek. Too bad I've got to go. He tosses me into a mangy haystack, then untangles his bike from a lamp in the back of the van. He slings an enormous duffel bag over his shoulder as if it's as light as a cloud, then pedals down the gravel road, getting smaller and smaller until he's the size of a fly. Then poof, he disappears. Dad is headed to the airport to catch a bush plane. Dad's a lumberjack. He operates a feller buncher, which fells trees, then bunches them into piles. He's gone half the time, living in logging camps, but I'm used to missing him. Mom reaches into her jeans pocket and drops a couple of coins in my hand. Okay, Cyrus, go to the neighbors and get us some eggs. You want me to go to a strange house and ask for their eggs? They keep hens, silly. Mom points to a painted square of wood nailed to a tree. They spell funny, I say. The world is filled with all kinds of folks, Mom says, and that's a good thing. Rudy scrambles up a tree. He's 8. I'm 9. Scrambling up high is what Rudy does when he's anxious. He squats on countertops or sits cross-legged on the piano or even on top of the fridge. Today, he might be anxious because we've left the only home we've ever known. Or maybe because our new house looks like it's about to collapse. Or maybe he just doesn't want Mom to ask him to get eggs. A narrow driveway winds up to the neighbor's house. It's so far, I whine. That's the country for you, Mom says. It's a long way between neighbors. Is that a good thing? It can be. I point to the blocky white shapes in the neighbor's field. Are those bulls? Because I'm not going if Mom clears her throat. Okay, I'm going. I shake my finger at the tree. Don't go exploring until I'm back. I'll be here, Rudy promises, his voice muffled by the wide summer leaves. Halfway up the neighbor's mile-long driveway, I trip on a pothole and hit the ground in a cloud of dust. The blocky shapes trot over. I hurry to my feet and brush myself off. I offer the cows handfuls of grass, but they turn up their noses, which are like dog noses, only more slobbery. Every so often a huge tongue comes out and goes right up a nostril. If people could do that, there'd be a law against it. Closer to the house, I'm mobbed by a clucking crowd of chickens. They peck at my shoes and shins and follow me up the stairs to the sagging porch. On top of a small, dirty fridge is a dented cookie tin labeled Money. 5 egg cartons huddle inside the fridge, the eggs so big the cartons have to be held shut with thick rubber bands. I drop the coins into the tin. Clink, clink. The feathered mob is now tugging on my shoelaces. Someone swings down to the porch from where? The roof? The sky? They think your shoelaces are worms, the girl says. She's wearing all orange. Orange t-shirt, orange pants, orange socks, orange shoes. Her thick black braid is tied up with an orange elastic. Her fingernails are painted orange. I'm guessing you're a fan of the color between red and yellow, I say. What do you mean? You're, attire. I am not attire. I mean, your outfit. By the way, eggs is spelled with two G's. The girl scowls at me. I made the sign when I was 4. She looks at the carton in my hand. Most people drive up for their eggs. I'm too young to drive. Plus, I live super close. Next door, in fact. Since when? 5 minutes ago. Maybe 6. Your driveway is very long. I squat and sort out my henpecked laces. What's your name? The girl asks. Cyrus. Well, Cy, the girl says, shimmying up a post. Enjoy the eggs with two G's. No one ever calls me Cy. Rudy's the one with the nickname. Of course, no one's allowed to say his full name, which is a great name if you're a reindeer. Dad says there was a famous artist named Cy Twombly. I looked him up once. His work was like scribbling, which didn't surprise me since his last name sounds like a scribble. A scribble crossed with a mumble. Hey! I yell when I'm halfway down the driveway. The girl is hauling herself over a railing onto a third floor porch. Mom would make me wear a helmet if I wanted to do that, and elbow pads and knee pads, and hockey pants and shin guards, and my mouth guard, plus a seatbelt. What's your name? Pardon? What's your name? I shout. The girl cups a hand behind her ear. I can't hear you. What is your name? I yell. I practically break my throat. Rachel, the girl laughs. I heard you the first time.